The declaration by British Prime Minister David Cameron to withdraw aid to countries that refuse to legalize gay rights is still stirring controversy. Radio Ghana hit the streets to sample views of the public on the issue. They urged the government to ignore the threat and said the UK can keep its aid whilst Ghana preserves its moral and cultural values.
Well, I don't think Ghana is ready to support gays. And then as far as the British are concerned, should we accept these supporters? I don't think we need all these things. They should take their money. We are not ready to condone gays in here. As Bible says, that God will destroy, just like Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed. The same British that colonized us brought the Bible to us. And now look at what they are bringing to us.
I'm not in support of the gays. That you should practice claim in Ghana before they will give us the aid. If they won't give us, fine enough. The government should put his feet down to tell them that the people in Ghana say they are not interested in that game business.
I think that it's not in the right direction. No country has the right to impose its culture on us because every country has a cultural concept. Ghana is a different country. We have different cultures. Culturally, gayism is not moral in the Ghanaian context, and so I think that if Britain should respect that, to go along with the help.
With reference to what the Prime Minister of UK is saying, I don't believe African as we are, we should always depend on the British before we do whatever we do. We have all the numerous resources in Africa here. So I don't understand why we should actually sacrifice our sovereignty for homosexuals before they give us aid. We don't need their aid. We wanted to live the way our forefathers lived. We will never accept that particular society in Africa or Ghana as a whole. We will not.
Young Councillor, young Pamo, Benimani, Benimbadano, young Bible, and Pesa, when you are Pesa, and Abon Samuel, yes, I do, man. And yes, I say, young Fampai, but they are in charge of Adinimo.
And I say, good, I say, yeah, idea, Sodom and Gomorrah, and Yamian Cassa, and if I never saw with Eddie Gay, I said, my buddy, and Yadipa, young Trango Ben, but say, ade wo se kuma nyankopan kafa emfo suru ja enna ne no ya bi ono we nu a o ka sa asem no se sa ade no e funsuma edi omanfo a eseyade ni lofit enti no ye no nyame na ye som no no ye di nyame a oye ojedi so ndu si o maya na se nyankopan ye som no no obehwa me ye wudi a ye hwa ye nyankopan no onu nku ye the sabe ni 96 no ye firm on his feet because nyame na waye no oban enti we no oku na efi no enti aso
it's bad. It's not be allowed into Ghana. I see that serious.
The reviews of the public on the British Prime Minister's threat to cut off aid to countries that do not recognize gay rights. A communications consultant and international relations expert, Dr. Nibi Alabi, has added his voice to statements condemning the threat issued by the British Prime Minister David Cameron regarding the issue of gay rights. He has asked Ghana and Nigeria to boldly defy his threat, saying, should Britain cut aid to Ghana and for that matter any other African country, it will not have any effect on their economies. He spoke to Cecil Obodai-Wintum.
That issue of the component that Cameron was talking about is budget support. It's very insignificant to most countries.
So it's not going to have any impact.
It's not going to have
economic
any
impact.
Not at all. It's not going to have any economic impact. And I think that countries like Nigeria, Ghana, should dare them that they should go to hell, that pittance, and that can do without it.
Niyi Alabi talking to Cecil Obodai-Wintum.